everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. Did you know that you can now follow the senior leadership of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints on Google+? That is what Dale Jones, who is a spokesperson for the church, recently announced, that the brethren of the church in the first presidency, so President Thomas S. Monson, President Henry B. Eyring, and President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, all have their own Google+ pages. Google+ is Google's social networking site, and according to the group ZDNet.com, Google+ has become the second largest social networking site in the world. So this is a pretty big step for the brethren to get their own Google+ pages, and it's shortly to be followed by Facebook. The pages will act as an official social media presence for these leaders, where the church will post links to talks, articles, videos, and other relevant content on their behalf. That's what Dell Jones said to the Deseret News in an article from June 12, 2013, and that was written by Sarah Peterson. So it's kind of an exciting step forward for the church. I'm excited to see what they post and how it moves forward from here, but I just thought it would be fun to share that with you today. I wanted to start right off today with a story from President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, who is in the first presidency of the church. And it's a story that he shared in General Conference, April of 2010. And it's from his talk entitled Continue in Patience. And I want to play that for you now.
In the 1960s, a professor at Stanford University began a modest experiment testing the willpower of 4-year-old children. He placed before them a large marshmallow and then told them they could eat it right away, or if they waited for 15 minutes or so, they could have 2 marshmallows. He then left the children alone and watched what happened behind a 2-way mirror. Some of the children ate the marshmallow immediately. Some could wait only a few minutes before giving in to temptation. Only 30% were able to wait. It was a mildly interesting experiment, and the professor moved on to other areas of research, for in his own words, there are only so many things you can do with kids trying not to eat marshmallows. But as the time went on, he kept track of the children and began to notice an interesting correlation. The children who could not wait struggled later in life and had more behavioral problems, while those who waited tended to be more positive and better motivated, had higher grades and incomes, and had healthier relationships. What started as a simple experiment with children and marshmallows became a landmark study suggesting that the ability to wait, to be patient, was a key character trait that might predict later success in life.
I really like this story from President Uchtdorf, and they've actually made a Mormon message out of it. It's called Continue in Patience. So if you haven't seen that, check it out on our YouTube channel or on our website under Mormon Messages. But it's hilarious. There are these kids, and it shows all the different funny things that they do with the marshmallows. Some just eat it right off, and some of them wait, and they're kind of pushing it down or trying to wait this 15 minutes so they can last. And it's really funny to watch these kids. They're so comical to watch. And I wonder what category as a child, or even now, which category I'd fall into. Sometimes I can be patient, but honestly, I feel like a lot of times I'm really not patient. Recently, I injured my knee. And for an athletic person like myself, it's kind of devastating to be totally grounded. That means no running, no biking, no rollerblading, and no walking. And so even as I'm sitting in the studio, I have my leg propped up to try and keep the swelling on my knee down. And I want it to be better now. I don't really feel very patient about it. I want it to be better. I want to get on with my life, and I want to be able to walk freely. I mentioned that story not so that you'll feel sorry for me, because I'll be fine, but mostly because patience is something that is a lifelong thing, I think, at least for me. Maybe some of you haven't mastered, but for me personally, it's something that I think we have to deal with on a day-by-day basis in situations that we wouldn't really anticipate or expect. He says a little bit later in the talk that we live in a world offering fast food, instant messaging, on-demand movies, and immediate answers to the most trivial or profound questions. We don't like to wait. Some even feel their blood pressure rise when their line at the grocery store moves slower than those around them. Okay, has that ever happened to anyone else, or am I the only one confessing all my faults on the air today? But I've been in that situation. You're in a hurry. You're at the grocery store. Your line is moving the slowest. Everybody else is done before you're even up to the next person in front of you. There are so many situations like that on a daily basis where we're confronted with being patient. And I really like this line that he says that patience is a key character trait that might predict later success in life. So if we can develop patience now in whatever stage of life we're in, that it will bring us greater success in life by being able to wait and by learning to exercise patience. So if you haven't seen that Mormon message called Continue in Patience with the Little Kids and the Marshmallows, take a minute today to go and watch it. It is so funny. It's a good laugh. I had seen it before, but I watched it again in preparation for talking about it today, and it still makes me laugh every time I watch it. It's fun to watch those kids. That's the message that I wanted to share with you today. Thank you for being with me. If you have any suggestions, comments, or stories you'd like to share with me, maybe you've had a situation where you exercised patience and something really good happened, or maybe you're struggling with it like I am, but feel free to send me your comments, mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day I want to leave you with today is called How Can I Keep From Singing, and it's featuring Dallinville Bales. Thanks again for being with us, and have a great day.
Song in endless song, above her lamentation, I catch the sweet though far off hymn that hails a new creation through all the tumult and the strife. I hear the music. It finds an echo in my soul. How can I keep from singing? What though my joy and comfort die, the Lord my Savior liveth. But though the darkness gather round, songs in the night he giveth. No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that refuge clinging, since Christ is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? ¶¶ pathway smooths. Since first I learned to love it, the peace of Christ makes fresh my heart, a fountain ever springing. All things are mine since I am His. How can I keep from seeing